Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Stu Webb here at StuWebb.com, and it is Monday, December the 22nd, 2025, and I have Paul Register on with me. Paul is a whistleblower. He's a whistleblower up in South Dakota, primarily. And it's been about the Indians and the things, the atrocities that have gone on. You can find him on the breaking or on the radio column, number 4 and number 3, I believe. But the reason I have him here is that we're doing kind of a radio show, but we're doing a testimony. And this is the truth. What I'm saying is total truth and going to be the truth, because I've been attacked, folks. And Paul is aware of attacks of the past. But it's a Debbie Davis. She's a fruitcake. She claims to be a whistleblower. She isn't. And she used to live in South Dakota, and she's got warrants for arrest up there for threatening the cops or doing some kinds of stuff. But she made accusations to the police that I stole a car from her, and she did it twice. She made 3 police reports against me, which were false. Cops came out. And so anyway, I decided, can I make a police report against her for making false reports against me? Oh, yeah. I was renting her house, and I'll get into the story of that, but I made a report with the police department, and they have a warrant in the event if she shows up in South Dakota. But she already had 2 warrants from previous, where she got in a fight or something. I don't know what the story is with the cops or something, always getting into trouble. But Debbie's a fruitcake, and how I came to know her, she contacted me over the internet, or, you know, over the phone, and talked to me a couple of times. I put her on a couple of times, and she claimed to be a whistleblower from the National Guard in Arizona, and the whole bit. But what she turned out to be was, she was kicked out of the National Guard because they found out she was a manic depressant, and she had to have medication. So they gave her an honorable discharge, but they gave her a pension of $2,200 a month, is what she collects. Now, Paul, you there?
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, she collects $2,200 a month from the government through the military. But she has to report to the Veterans Administration, a VA hospital, on the first day of every month to ensure that she's taken her medication and the whole bit, which she doesn't do. She goes home and starts slamming beer. And the whole biz, what she does, drinks 6 packs a day. I've seen her do it. I stayed at her place one evening as I was transferring through up there, where she's at in Minnesota, over to her house that she rented to me. She already had somebody there, a fruitcake. Anyway, she kicked him out. But anyway, she was renting to me, and there was a guy across the street that helped me dig out a car. We had to dig the door. We had like, I don't know, how much snow do we have up there, Paul? Probably 10, 12.
Yeah, it's pretty sizable.
4 or 5 feet, actually, I think the depth was, but the door, she had a sliding door on the side of this old barn garage, and she had a car that was all torn up in there. Anyway, she wanted me to dig that out, so here I am trying to dig it out. I can't do it because of my broken neck and stuff, and so I got Steven. She agreed to pay him to help me do it. The neighbor, he was always kind of a helper around, and he used to mow her lawn, he used to do stuff to her house, and did a lot of stuff like that. But anyway, she's not living in her town, so she's renting a house. So she rents it to me at $300 a month, plus I pay utilities. Well, I did that, and I paid her every month for, I think it was, God, I don't know. It was nearly a year, I think it was, close to it, but something like that I was up there. But I paid her every month, but it came down to, I think it was in April, she was wanting me to dig this car out. Oh, Stephen, pay him $25 an hour he wants. Okay, so I took and paid him $250 to dig the car out, plus couldn't dig, we got the door open, couldn't get the car running. Even ran and grabbed a battery for her, and that didn't work. So we ended up digging out this other car was outside. She gives it to this homeless guy, a black homeless guy that doesn't have a driver's license. I didn't know. and there's no tags on the car, and he's buying the car. She's given him the car because someone gave it to her. So anyway, we got the car running for him. He goes down the road and he crashes and blows it off the side of the road into a ditch because it was all snowy and stuff. Someone pulled him out of the ditch. In the meantime, he called me and asked me, oh, would you call the police? Oh, my phone's dying. Tell them I'm out here. I said, blah, blah, blah. So I called him and they're like, they're out hunting. Well, he ends up getting out of the ditch by somebody pulls him out. And he ends up at the gas station and the cops see the car and they see there's no license on it. And they arrest him because he didn't have a driver's license. And he bails himself out with cash. And I get a call from him the next day, want me to come get him. I said, no, I'm not going to come get you. And I didn't want anything to do with him anyway. But anyway, he was a homeless guy that she gave this car to. But he was a thief, in my opinion. His whole attitude. But here was the point, is that I wouldn't go get him. So I get a call from Debbie. She said, I'm going to bail the car out. I want you to go to the tow lot and get the car and take it to the hotel room where so-and-so's at. I said, no, Debbie, I'm not going to do that. There's no license on it. I said, I'm not going to get arrested for you or anyone else. And I hung up on her. Oh, she went nuts after that. She went nuts. I want you out of my house. I want you out of my house. I said, I'm already paid up on the rent till the end of the month, the 1st of May. And I said, I'm already paid half of May, which is what I paid Stephen. So I said, the end of May? I said, I'm gone. I think it was the end of May. Wasn't it, Paul? The end of May or the end of April? It was the end of May, I think it was. So, Paul, you there?
Yeah.
Anyway, you were up there at the time that she started going off on me. Now,
I was there. The one thing that I know to say is that I can't, I can honestly say I can't account for the exchanges between the two of you, but I was there the time that,
Daniel?
Daniel.
Schwartz. Schwartz.
Yeah, that he came to visit.
The filmmaker, supposedly documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, and in his declaration to me, he was emphasizing that he drove all the way up there because he was a big fan of your show, and that he was wanting to get material to potentially produce, and some of the stuff that I had documentation for, and also the stories about he proved. He indicated that he was interested in, but I've not heard really much of anything from him since then.
No, he filmed you and everything, and he was there.
Yeah.
And I barbecued for you and me and even Stephen, I think, across the street, and his wife took some home. And but Stephen was a neighbor that was a witness to everything, and he knew what Debbie was doing, and he knew that she was a fruitcake. And everybody in town knew she was a fruitcake. But anyway, she made a video, and in this video, I'm going to put it up, folks. It's up there on YouTube. And she's sitting there talking about me, and she's calling me a thief and a liar, and she's calling me this and that, and I owe her rent, and that I'm mooching on her, and I'm doing this and that. That isn't true. So that's the reason I'm doing this recording with Paul, to counter what she's saying. Because, I mean, I could take and sue her butt off of her, okay? But I don't want anything to do with this slime ball. I want her exposed for what she is. Now, how did she get Joe's phone number? It's a private phone number when she was going off on me and calling everybody up. I mean, she called up a dozen people a night, same people harass him. Oh, he's done this. Oh, he's done that. Oh, he stole stuff out of the house. He did this. He did that. I mean, same stuff that's in this video that I found on the internet, where she just slandered the hell out of me and lied and lied and lied. Now, how did she get Joe's number? And there was somebody else that was a private number. She got their number and called them to rant and rave. Now, how did she get Charlene's new number that was just changed 2 weeks before mine? And then she gives it to Daniel, supposedly the filmmaker, that I haven't seen in documentary. It's been 4 years, and all I saw him was, I believe he was a spy for Larry Mizell, the one that's got, I got the problem with, okay? Anyway, I believe he was there just to siphon information to see what I really knew, okay? But with that said, you know, Paul got drug into it. But Paul, she approached you. How'd you meet Debbie? Let's talk about that for a minute.
I met Debbie through a friend, and it was because of the friend had knew that I had some significant materials that pertained to different cases in South Dakota, and so I just was she was wanting me to share with Debbie some of those cases, and so I went ahead and did that, and I had a pretty good rapport with Debbie for a fair amount of time. She was who introduced me to you, and you and I, we've gotten along ever since. I did have one instance, which, and I don't even really remember the context, and I told my friend about it because it was evident that Debbie was struggling when she called me this one particular time, because I wasn't getting in a whole lot of words during the conversation, and it was like this overwhelming expletive rant that just didn't seem to stop. And so it's like, yeah, I understand where we're trying to pursue the same things, but it's like I need some sense of structure and some sense of dignity about how this is approached. And so it's like, and so there was just enough chaos in it where it's like I just kind of became silent, and in my silence, as you found out and informed me that the speculation was that I was silenced for good somehow, and it's like that was the first I'd heard of it, so I was like, okay.
This thing is ridiculous, but I heard that she's getting $1,000 a month from Division Number 5 of the FBI. Now, folks, Division Number 5 of the FBI is on the fifth floor of the FBI building in Washington, D.C. They are the ones that are monitoring all the American people. They monitor all the patriotic Americans, the whole bit. It has come out in the past 2 days. Today's the 22nd of December. About 2 days ago on the news, and I'll have it up on my column, breaking news column. But it came out about the fact that the government had been monitoring 10 million Americans constantly, monitoring them. If you're part of a militia, or you're a patriot, or you attend patriot meetings, or you attend meetings where there's a speaker that's a patriotic American, or anything like that. Okay, you know, it's like, you're on the list. Now, Division Number 5, Otis Johnson, Super Spook, 007, you punch him in, he worked for General Flynn, and he was murdered over Mueller. He was going to arrest Mueller. They were closing in on Hildebeest and Mueller and the false dossier, and that's what got Flynn knocked out of power. False indictment by the Justice Department to knock him out of place. Now, I posted some stuff that he has mentioned up on the internet site, on the breaking news in the past couple of days. Here's the deal, is that Otis worked for him, but he got murdered in 2017. But he told me, he says, Mueller doesn't do his job, I'm gonna arrest him, and he ended up murdered two months later. Now, hit with satellite. He said, they got me this time, Stu. I talked to him on his deathbed, his cell phone. But Otis, what was I trying to get at here? It was important that I brought this up, and I'm losing thought right now. What was I talking about? Paul? Back me up.
We're talking about Otis.
Well, it was before Otis, but it was where I was going with this. I'm losing thought. I'm having a brain fart. Been having it lately. Anyway, God. I'm so tired, I'm having a brain fart, but it was regarding, we were talking about Debbie Davis. Anyway, it was something to do with that. Oh, it was Otis checked her out. That's what it was. Otis checked her out. He said that he heard that she was getting $1,000 a month from the FBI as to be a troll, go out there and play troll and pretend to be a whistleblower and cause chaos wherever you're at. Well, I have two videotapes of her causing chaos at the Veterans Administration, where she videotaped herself stupid enough and put it up online. I have that, okay? Before I post this recording, I'm going to save it as a file, download the entire thing. I mean, she was dumb enough to put it up there, and dumb enough to put up the one of slander against me right there on the internet, on YouTube. And there's a third one where she's acting like a fruitcake. I mean, where she acts like, oh, let me see your badge. Let me see your badge. And she's flipping her ID around like she's got a badge or something. She acts like she's a cop. I mean, watch her. Watch her in these videos. But anyway, Paul, you got anything to say?
No, I think that pretty much covers it. I just know that I can rest assured everybody I'm doing okay.
Yeah, calling up because she thought you were dead. You know, it was like they were after my phone number instantly. He changed his number. Then, folks, I get a call, and it's already blocked. It's already a blocked call. And I'm going, whoa. So I took the number and I traced it back on the internet. And it goes to the FBI office downtown Kansas City, Kansas. I said, shit. So I called Paul. I recorded him, which are going to be underneath this or above this recording, with this recording, on the same page. Now, I'll have it up there, the recordings. All together, where everybody can hear it. They're going to hear this recording. They're going to hear the one with Daniel, and you can analyze it. And the recordings of Fruitcake. I'm going to call her Fruitcake, Debbie Davis. She's so foolish. I could sue her to death, but I don't have time to deal with a little trash. You understand? I'm in the FBI number 5. Now, what I was talking about, FBI number 5. I never got around to it. That's where I had my brain for it. Otis had told me the fifth floor, FBI 5, is who monitors me and all the other patriotic Americans. And then the FBI whistleblower on the Hunter Biden investigation, who had to resign, they forced him out. And they forced two IRS agents out. Later, when Trump became president again, he hired one of them and put him in charge of cleaning up the IRS. Now, the FBI whistleblower was on TV on Fox News about 4, 5, 6 days right immediately after Cash Patel had been nominated and getting ready to be sworn in. At that time, that FBI whistleblower on Hunter Biden was on TV, and he says, all Cash Patel has to do is not go in and empty out the whole FBI building in Washington and fire everybody. He says all he has to do is go to the fifth floor and arrest everybody, and he's got the perpetrators against the American people, those who are weaponizing, organized weaponization against the American people, he says, which is true. That's what it is. It goes back to from Division Number 5. It translates to your local police departments and your local DAs, like the former prosecutor, Baker, and Jean Baker. She was a lesbo in Kansas City, Jackson County. Her office, they use, that building is being used, and one of the floors is being used by the ones that tried to murder me in the car crash. I saw their car 2-3 times down there. Before and after it had been painted and cleaned up by my insurance company until I collected later from them. And I never got anything out of it. The car crash were over. I got nothing. The PI got it. They got $25,000 between them and the chiropractor and the lawyer. I ended up with nothing except disability the rest of my life. And then two more car crashes, attempted murders within a year. And the other one was Jay Stevens Truck Driving School, Kansas City. An IRS agent was nearly killed over him. I still have her as a witness. But that guy runs Stevens Transportation, the largest drug operation in the United States, transporting by truck. If you ever see one, it says Stevens Transportation is full of drugs, folks. It's full of drugs. Anyway, Paul, you got anything else to say?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Remember, folks, Division Number 5, those are the ones that are weaponized against us. And those are the ones that are probably paying Debbie Davis her grand a month that Otis said she was getting. Okay? Or not Otis, but one of his buddies told me. Okay, after she started attacking me. But anyway. Paul, I thank you very much for doing this.
Absolutely.
Paul Register, and it is December the 22nd, 2025. Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
You do.